Frank Flood came home in the autumn, came home from the horrors of the war, to a widowed mother and a farm in disrepair. He bent his back to labor, and he sought his fortune there, in those fields his father had cleared in the shadow of Mount Hersey. By the time the winter came, he had a wife. Before it came again, he had a son. That house filled up with laughter, those paper-thin cries, while the fields are filled with produce and the pastures filled with life. All the memories of the war began to fade in the shadow of Mount Hersey. But the child grew ill, and in 2 years died. They laid him to rest on the mountainside, a little coffin by his grandfather's grave in the shadow of Mount Hersey. And again Frank bent his back to labor, and he built, he tilled, and he plowed. He found a measure of peace just in working with his hands, and it kept his mind off things when he was minding to his land on that farm his father had set in the shadow of Mount Hersey. When the winter came again, he was laying up wood by the family plot where two stones stood. When he went home for dinner, he left behind his axe, and the snow began to fall. By the time the Frank turned back, old Bounce was baying at the darkness in the shadow of Mount Hersey. And by the axe, a boy stood trembling in the cold, and he bore a strong resemblance, and he was only 2 years old. And Frank searched the lands around him, but he never found a soul who could tell him how the child had come to be in the shadow of Mount Hersey. So Frank took the child into his home, and he brought the family comfort, and they claimed him as their own. Was the only snow child ever found in the shadow of Mount Hersey.